Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit off right now. Well, I'm telling you, no matter what the fuck you think, shit is coming. It's coming. It happens to me even though I talk shit as if it doesn't, but it do. And it's just going to keep on coming. And even when I think that I've got ahead of the shit, something shows me that I'm just not even caught up. And I see you guys are going to allow time to get the best of you again. It's something you need to realize. Time flies when you keep putting things off. Man, I'm going to do this next week. Before you know it, 2 months then pass. What I'm saying is it's only like, what is today the 23rd? It's only 30 days. It's only a week. And this is an actual good semester ending because it's going to end on a Friday. Ain't no big deal. I don't really, you know, get off days. But what I'm saying is shit, theoretically, when it ends on a Friday, I get a good weekend. But that's not going to happen. I'm going to get a good weekend because I'm going to get a good weekend, but it ain't going to be because of you know, the semester over. But I'm telling you, if you want to take advantage of enrolling for the October semester, you better get on it because this shit is happening. Now, you truckers, that 2020 off-campus version is ready for you also. It includes SWU's input, which the others didn't. Then it's going to take your ability to learn this shit without attending SWU. But you're going to be able to learn it as if you're in SWU because you will be interacting with me. Now, for the next two motherfuckers, hey, wait a minute, you know what? I got those two motherfuckers that I was talking about yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, they called in. So I'm going to do it again. The next two motherfuckers to not call in to the show. But if you call in to the show, we can do it on the show too. So I'm saying 800. You know, and what I'm saying is when you take advantage of it and you actually come to Sidewalk University, you're going to be in there with all them motherfuckers that didn't spend $1,500. You're going to feel an extra dose of blessing because you only spent $8. See, a lot of people don't know what makes a quality person. I mean, some people think it's their clothes, you know, or it's their speech. But in reality, it's much deeper than any of that. They think it's everything except what it is. So let me just tell it to you. What makes you a quality person is your actions. What you do. Your actions are what speak loudest. Now, if you want to get results, you got to figure out how to get them. And one of the easiest things to do and the quickest way to get things is to be polite. Okay, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. But I'm very polite. I'm always ma'am, sir, woo-woo, whatever. I know I'm 70, and I'd be calling them 30-year-old motherfuckers ma'am. They check me, too. Well, do I look old? Nah, you don't look old. I'm just, you know, being curious. But what I'm saying is, being polite is one of the fucking easiest things you can do to get attention. Then if you learn to be polite and don't expect no response, it's even better. See, you're not selfish enough to understand what I'm saying. You're not conceited enough to really get the benefit of doing what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, if you want anything for you, everything you do should be either done selfishly or done conceitedly. It should be conceitedly thought of. So all these things, everything I talk about that I do, I'm doing it selfishly. It could be to help this person over here. It could be to do this or that motherfucker right here. It could give somebody $10. I don't give a fuck what you think when you see it. Man, that nigga sure was cool doing that for people. Blah, blah, blah. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it makes me more into me. It makes me think certain things about me. I mean, in reality, I can give a damn about any motherfucker I'm helping. I'm telling you. That lady that's crossing the street, you know, what I'm saying is when I'm being polite, I'm doing it so I can be in the spotlight for those few moments. Now, for that moment, I'm in the spotlight. Why do I care? And what I mean by being in the spotlight, let's say we spot some traffic across the street. Whoever's looking, they just say, oh, that's so nice of that man, blah, blah, blah. But what if just some fly young thing say, damn, that brother sure is cool. She's thinking that. And she just happened to be going to the mall where I'm crossing this lady to. And I see her in there. I'm just saying, you don't know who the fuck is looking at you. Like, that moment, I'm in the spotlight, and who knows what woman is in traffic staring at my motherfucking ass, witnessing my valor. So let's say this elderly person is going across the street. See how you guys are listening to me say this? And maybe some of you, but I bet you not many of you thought, nigga, what you talking about, elderly person? You old as fuck. Let's just say this motherfucker is going to cross the street. And even though I'm elderly myself, I still will rush over there, offer to escort him or her, whoever it is, across the street. And, excuse me, Lena, is that them? I missed them, I'm sorry. Whoever it is across the street. And, you know I'm going out of my way to do this. But I be thinking of who's seeing it. I wonder if anybody seeing it. And I put extra effort. Put some butter on it. Whoever's in the vicinity and witness this, they don't see no old motherfucker. They just see a gentleman. That's all they see. And as I escort whoever it is across the street, people are not going to see I'm as old as them, probably older. They're going to just see how much of a gentleman it takes to do it. Excuse me. Lena, did you yeah, but did you take him in there and do it? Yes. All right. I got a problem with my refrigerator, and they come in to fix it. And I've told Lena to take care of it. But any damn way, as I escort whoever it is across the street, I just be thinking to myself, this is the kind of stuff that keeps me young. If I gotta hear or read about, you know, this abba-dabba you motherfuckers be believing. You guys be believing stuff. When will any of what you say represent that you hearing what I say? Because I've been spending to you clearly for you to receive. To me, the most disrespectful thing you could do is misrepresent this fucking abba-dabba and not give a fuck what trouble you cause by doing it. That's like when I fell out with my old partners. They didn't care that they was doing their goddamn shit. See, you all whisper shit through a straw. You ever thought about, or have you thought about whispering what you had to say through a straw? First, you gotta wrap your lips around the straw. Then you gotta talk. Then it's gonna come out that little straw. Who's hearing that shit? And you guys, not only do you whisper shit through a straw, then you write about what you claim you saw. Me, I'm like a strong-ass fucking tree. Rooted. I'm standing by the sea. Do you ever see a tree on the beach? No. I'm on the beach. Rooted. Motherfucker, the ocean is eroding the beach and all its surroundings, but my ass is standing there. Excuse me, you guys. Did you finish? What, do you know what's wrong with it? You guys, I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I mean, just shit be happening, man. My fucking I bought some ice cream last night, put it in the freezer, getting ready to get some today, and the shit is melting. Just everything happens. It just always does. And this dude gonna charge me $250 to do it, and I forgot to tell him about this other shit, so I'm gonna have to get up again when he come back in. Be going out to get the goddamn shit to fix my shit. But, you know, I just moved into this place and there's hella shit wrong with it. And these motherfuckers come out, you know, they don't want to really fix it. You know, I can fix it if I want to, and if I got to buy something, I can keep it. Man, fuck all that. I want to live here. And I want to live here comfortably. So if I'm got to spend a couple of dollars that I hadn't planned on spending, I'm just like to do it. I got to be comfortable. So what I'm saying is, when you're standing by the sea on the beach and you a fucking tree weathering all storms, staying true to form, because this abba-dabba in me is always in some kind of way or another reborn. Because what you guys don't understand is being real is what it's about. Staying down and dirty without no goddamn doubt, expressing, dressing, abba-dabba, repping, keeping this abba-dabba step. I'm telling you, you got to put yourself on Front Street as I do. And if you do that, it's going to require you to be brave enough to do it. And you got to do it. If you want to be anything, if you want to be anybody, who the fuck want to be in the corner with nobody know you and you trying to be somebody? And the reward you get for that bravery is your skin gets a little tougher. you know, when it comes to rejection, our motherfuckers talking shit about you. And I'm telling you, you need to think about the shit I'll be saying. Rappers, you need to think about it. When will you motherfuckers understand that talking shit about this game or pimps that rhyme only matters if that shit don't fade with time? At least one of those lines need to represent that abba-dabba like mine. After all, it is about this abba-dabba cue. If you say that's what you do. If what you do is your way into life's hall of fame, so motherfucking be it. Assisting the elderly, to me, is supporting me thinking I'm young. That doesn't matter to you or that elderly person that I'm helping if you're their age or younger or whatever. What I'm saying is what matters is the person you assisted needed and is quite thankful to you because you were there to assist. Now, that's selfish of me too, because I want to be appreciated like that. I mean, you guys got to understand, I don't do shit that don't have to do with me. But I figured out a way for every goddamn thing I do to have something to benefit me. I'm that fucking conceited. I am 70, and I've been doing it 50 years, so I done had a lot of practice. Shit comes to me. I'm telling you, shit comes to me. I've been spending most of the day with a cutie. You know, I cooked and served her up royally last night. No, I'm no good guy. But I'm good at knowing what a motherfucking woman likes. Not tomorrow. Because, you know, whatever she had to do today, go do it. But tomorrow... You see how confident I am? God damn, that bitch called me tonight. So I can set this up for tomorrow. But what I'm saying is, I think I want to see a magic show or something. But let me tell you something about magic shows. Never volunteer. The last time I went to a magic show, that motherfucker called me up on stage and made me disappear. Now, the problem was, that motherfucker didn't know where he made me go. Took him 7 minutes to find me. And when he did find me, I was at the crap table. And had just thrown double-breasted Jesse. 12 is a loser unless you betted on that motherfucker. As I did, it paid off 63-1. And I bet $10, $6.30. That's winning. And you want to know the truth about my good fortune? And this is the reason. I kid you not. Wait, let me get these guys. 437, what's up?
What's up, bro? What's up?
Nothing, what's happening?
It's chilling, man. You be saying some powerful shit, brother.
Hey, man, I try to, man, but you be getting it?
Yeah, for some of it, you know. I understand some of it, you know.
Well, I can clarify anything you don't understand, so fire away.
I wanted to ask you a question. I actually had a question. How do you deal with what's the most effective way to deal with what's the most effective way to deal to discipline a bitch?
Discipline a bitch. Now,
yeah, like say she did something wrong. Like, what's the best way to punish her to get her to, you know, get back on your program or the way you want shit to be?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, and then you ain't going to believe me, but the best way is to leave that bitch alone. Let me tell you something. You know I was a pimp. You know I was a pimp. I had hoes. When them motherfuckers did some crazy shit, they looking to get their ass beat. They don't necessarily want their ass beat, but they know a nigga ain't taking no shit, so they gonna get their fucking ass whooped. But that's not what I did. You know what I did? I would tell the bitch, look, whatever I done bought you since you've been with me, get that shit and get the fuck away from me. The bitch say, what? Bitch, you fired. I don't fuck with out-of-pocket motherfuckers, motherfucker. You gonna make me break my fingernails fucking with you. Hey, and the reason I would tell her that is because that's the worst punishment you could give a motherfucking broad. To tell her she can't be with you, mo. They would rather, they want to leave you. They cannot stand being dismissed. So when you dismiss her and then you get ready to leave, you never stay there when you tell her to get the fuck out, get your shit and go. And when you leaving, this is what you waiting for right here. You waiting for her to say, please don't leave. Please, blah, blah, blah. I'll do whatever. But she's saying all this goddamn shit. And you tell me, no, bitch, fuck you. And then you finna go out the door. And right before you close the door, the bitch still, she got the door, won't even let you close it. And then you look at the bitch and say, bitch, you saying that you gonna get my money the way I want it with no motherfucking problems ever again? And the bitch is gonna say, yes, yes, I promise. And then you just look at that bitch and tell her, it's against my better pent judgment, but I'm gonna give you a second chance. You know what that bitch gonna do? She gonna let go of the dough, drop on the floor, and thank you. She gonna thank your motherfucking ass. Period. Because bitches fuck up because dudes don't know how to fuck with them. When the bitch fuck up, she wanna fuck with you. Period. Not fuck with you in a bad way. She like you. That's why they do shit that's fucked up. So you can show you like them. But I don't show I like you. I show I like me. That's what I show. Mm-hmm. And bitch, if your motherfucking ass can't do it the way I want it, you can't fuck with me. That's your punishment. Please don't do that. Come on, man. Wouldn't you rather some bitch be begging to give you her money than you having to ask her for it?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is this is how you play. The bitch going to be trying to make sure I take that 800 she get tonight. You know what? I got 800, but I ain't even done. I did. Whatever. I don't even say nothing else. I ain't mad. I ain't nothing. I'm just straight macaroni and cheese. Swiss cheese, if you please, because there's holes everywhere. That was a good question, bro. All right, let me get my other brother. Hey, 517, what's up with you?
Hey, Professor, this Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
You, Professor, you know, glad to be hearing from you. It's always a blessing for when you share your experience with me.
All right, come on.
Okay, I want to take it back to when I first seen you, and that was in American Pimp.
Right.
And all the brothers were sharp. All of them were saying things. But what struck me with you is when you said a pimp don't be hating his mama. When you said it really got me to thinking, because it was a time in my life in my early adulthood that I was kind of
listen. That what you finna say and what you was getting ready to say just now, see, there's two different things, what I said and what you was getting ready to say. Seemed like to me you was getting ready to say something personal that kind of you didn't really have to say, because what that is totally different. So what I was saying when I say a pimp don't hate his mama, that's when, you know, you see these motherfuckers out in the street talking to you, man, pimp will do anything, pimp will do this, pimp will do that. You know, pimp on his mama. Pimp say, fuck his mama. Man, the pimp don't say that shit. You better not call my mama a bitch, even though I say all women are bitches. just saying, you know, you got to understand this shit, man. All women is bitches. And if that's the case, your mama a bitch, my mama a bitch. But you better not say it. Not to me, or my mama. Shit. That's how it is, man. You can't take shit out of context. The context is, I will pimp on that motherfucker that fuck with me. And then some sucker in the crowd said, man, would you pimp on your mama? Yeah, them suckers would say, yeah, I pimp on my mama. But that's not really what they mean, and that ain't really what they would do. They just saying, yeah, to stay in context, would they would go and pimp on any bitch. Then they trying to make a point that to them, all women are bitches. But when they go home, they still say mama. And they still call their sister sister. And they might talk shit. I didn't hear motherfuckers tell their mama, ooh, mama, you got backs. But you know, that means mama, your ass is shaped real good. But you say something about that nigga mama, he'll kill you. I mean, you gotta understand that shit, man.
I do, Professor. And what I was gonna say is, there was a time in my life when I was a little resentful for my mama and some choices she made in raising me. But now I see that those decisions that she made got me so sharp in life right now, and I'm not even in my prime as a man. So me and my mom now are closer than ever. But that just struck me when you said that.
Check game, Gamio. Well, what I'm saying is, when you started out to say that and then you kind of stopped, it sounded like you had a little lump in your throat. I knew you was going to say you had some issue with mom, but that ain't what I was talking about. You know, that's why I said that. You know, the issue with mom, the issue with moms is whatever it is, but to me, I could never have an issue with my mother. Never. I could barely tell her she's wrong. But I mean, put her in some kind of danger, I would tell her. But that's the only way I would tell her what she's thinking is wrong, you know, because I had that respect, man. And what you just said about you and your mom being closer than ever, it could have something to do with all that shit you're saying. But right now, it's really not that. It's that you know what's important now, and you letting what's important take precedence to whatever emotional bullshit you was thinking before.
Right. Right. Yep. Hey, so I just want to...
I just seen
you was on, and I want to call and share that with you, what was on my mind.
Cameo. Two things happened on this call you never done. You never told me who you was. Always had to say, is this Cameo? But you identified who you was. Then you had something to really say. There wasn't no just theoretical bullshit. See, because when you get sharp, man, you can get caught up in theory. Because you think about so much shit that you didn't think about before. But what's real, Cameo, is mine always was cool. You just didn't understand.
Yeah, she sure was.
That's what it was, man. Hey, man, that's dope, man. I'm glad you hit me, man. Everything going all right?
Yeah, everything going all right. I'm at one of the top two universities in the state, working and getting paid, so it's working out for me, and my future is bright.
That's what's happening, man. You be cool, all right?
All right, thanks, Professor.
You know it. So, you guys, this is something that you'll never understand. And I told you I was going to tell you about my good fortune, why I'm so fucking looks like lucky. It's because I had people who I got a lot of this game from. You know, otherwise, they showed me the ropes in certain aspects of my life. And one nigga, you know, I used to roll with him, and, you know, he knew he was giving me game and shit. Then he got me for a bitch. You know, and I looked at him, you know, this was early in my career. I told the nigga, Lano, nigga, I didn't even, you know, I wasn't even getting your business like that. The nigga said, let me tell you something, bud. Take that bitch back. He gave me the bitch back. And he said, don't ever let your feelings get in front of this pimper. Period, nigga. If a motherfucker man enough to serve you, you better be man enough to get served. The bitch gonna be on the track. Get at that bitch, man. That's the man way to handle it. Don't be mad at me because I'm doing my motherfucking job, nigga. When the nigga laced me like that, I told the nigga, man, I don't even want the bitch. And the nigga say, man, take this bitch. I said, man, I don't even want the bitch, man. You know, I knock off the track. He said, there you go, nigga. He told me that. Man, I had some shit in my life that really just laced me. That was one of the moments that I realized, man, that, you know, the bitch was paying me and doing shit. I had never had a bitch, dude. And I was just really creaming on this bitch until that nigga laced me. Let me know, man, you tripping. And you could trip out if you want to, because this game gonna challenge your motherfucking ass. See, there is a such thing as a mentor. And you could say this nigga was a mentor. But in reality, that word came about for psychologists to make money by showing you another way to pay them. See, the thing is, when you live up to the standards of whatever it is you're fucking with, otherwise if I'm pimping and I live up to the standards that pimps live to, I mean, I be assisting where I can, you know, but my motivation is conceit. It is conceit. You're doing that shit, you're living this way to get a rise out of yourself for your efforts. But more importantly, you'll be showing you're different than the average motherfucker. And see, we all have mentoring people or mentoring things in our lives. And we don't have to pay anybody to see them motherfuckers unless you do have to pay. Because you can't see those things. A mentor kicks it with you. But then when you start needing him to show you, I don't know about you, but I got to charge you for that. That's not mentoring. Mentoring is kicking it with you, you know, never saying things or letting you say things that's going to allow you to go astray. Mentoring is really an avenue for the motherfucker being mentored to learn. Psychologists make you believe there's something that's missing in your life, let's say a father figure. You should latch on to whoever in your life that is representing manhood. That's because that psychologist don't know what the fuck to tell you. That's so much goddamn bullshit, because a representative does not necessarily have to be in your life. You can just know of what this motherfucker does or did. And you can understand, and if you can stand it, you try it. If not, you're going to run into some motherfucker on the way that's going to be able to give you direction. But a mentor makes you believe in your motherfucking self. Fuck somebody else. And my point is, I can't stand definitions or people believe in all these things in life make you need shit. No, I do not and will not ever need anything but me. That mentor can't live your life for you. So in reality, it's still up to you to do what's necessary to appreciate your motherfucking self. And then you find your way to manhood. You don't ask the way, you find your way. Because it's different for everybody, except you got to take the same road. Shit, I'm on the same road as you. I don't drive like you. Shit, when it comes to mentors, who says you have to have one? And if your mentor says you need one, you better check that motherfucker's credentials. I learned from so many different sources, but I can honestly say I've had 5 serious mentors in my life. And above them all was my dad. And right under him was my oldest brother. But my ace in the hole, if I love this shit I'm doing, and you know, I'm gonna do the shit like I see fit. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think a confident person worries about being confident? I don't think they worry about anything, but I know they have insecurities. The significant difference between a confident person and you is we identify the insecurities and approach them with a determination unlike yours. Insecurity does not frighten a confident man or woman. Actually, it makes us happy that we can still see where there's progress to be made in our lives. If insecurity had its way, even with a confident motherfucker, it would weaken. Sidewalk University teaches you the person who knows how to deal with insecurity finds it a tantalizing piece of life's pie to enjoy. You see, once a motherfucker with confidence have a confident outlook on life, spots insecurity after toying with it a while, we just get rid of it, almost like dismissing it. I have 3 of the dopest references a person could want. And they are me, myself, and I. No, I'm kidding. They are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The problem for me was waiting. And I know I should be patient and wait to bloom. But I keep having these flashes that I won't get to bloom. You know, as this habit of a Q hand I got, you know, got better, and you know, and I matured into a full-fledged motherfucker at the top of the heap. Yet I still kept thinking something could derail me. And I probably won't totally be comfortable until it's all over for me. Even so, I'm stoked about the process of living my motherfucking dream, because that's what I'm doing. It's just going pretty smooth. This is what could be coming from you. I got this the other day. Hey, Bud, let me know when you do that live stream, because I definitely want to catch it. I've had your courses since May of 2012. I probably listened to them 200 times. And each time I catch something new. I know the course works because people tell me all the time, there's something different about you. Even people I don't know, male and female, go out of their way to strike up conversations. Man, this game is a motherfucker. Anybody that gets that course is going to be laced for show. See, you can think about your station. You can think what you want to think about your station in life. But if there is something you believe you have, you haven't discovered, that's inside you, get this fucking course. I'm absolutely sure it's going to lie. Oh, 404. I'm sorry, bro. How long you been sitting there? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Bud? It's Earl. I just called.
Okay. What's happening, Earl?
Nothing much. You have talked about how, you know, does a confident man even worry about being confident? And it really struck a nerve with me, and I was just wondering, like, is that the next another level you got to master? Because I'm getting to the point where I just don't even care if people know I'm confident. Like, I'm tired of even trying to project it.
Well, no. Do you hear what you just said? That's what you just said. But what's important about that?
Because I'm starting finally stop caring about what other people think.
No. Because I told you, man, as long as you're trying, it ain't you. It got to become natural, and then you won't be trying to do it. I don't try to be like I am. I don't. It's just naturally come out of me the way it come out. But I got 50 years doing this shit. What I'm saying to you is you said you tired of trying. Anybody get tired of trying to do something. That's why you got to keep doing it until it becomes you and you don't try. And what you're not doing is the third part of the course. And I can't tell you what that is right now on this show, but you got my number, Earl. Call me, and I'll tell you what the third part of the course is, and you'll say, damn, my show ain't doing that. Hey, listen to this. You remember I told you about the back in football? As long as he tried and he has to remember whatever pattern he running, he's going to get tackled. But as soon as that motherfucker start understanding the pattern and all he do is run it, he can run that one pattern 8 or 9 different ways and he'll be a hell of a better player because he ain't thinking about the shit. He just doing it. You feel me?
Yeah.
No, Earl, really, I'm talking straight to you now. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need to stop tripping myself up and just do what I know how to do.
Exactly. Exactly. You're overthinking it, man. And you ain't giving yourself the credit that's due. So that call me, man, so we can get into it if you need to.
All right, what I'm going to do, you saying it's part 3 of the course, right?
Yeah, it's part 3.
I'm going to go ahead and watch that whole thing over, and then I'm going to call you.
There you go. Hey, you guys, you hear that shit? This shit don't stop. Hey, Earl, and watch and see. This is what you're going to do the next time you start having an issue. You're going to refer to the courts. You might not know where to look, but that's why you got the whole motherfucker sealed. You could always revisit it, man. And like you say, call a nigga and ask a question. And then get pointed to the right place. I love this shit. Thanks, Earl. Hey, I love this goddamn shit. So let me tell you, the dopest people, or not people, the dopest things I know is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Now, even though I have these things, I just be stoked about the process of living my dream because things are just really going smooth. And this is really what's important to me. As long as I'm feeling like this, then I have no problems. I shouldn't give myself any problems. But see, that's why when a woman be talking to me, and she says she's a strong black woman, most times I cut them off. It's just tell her to say what she really means. And they say, well, what are you talking about? Well, strong black women coming out of your motherfucking mouth sound like you a knuckleheaded motherfucking bitch that want a goddamn controller nigga. And every time, one of them motherfuckers, I call them KHBs, knucklehead bitches. Every time one of them motherfuckers say some shit like that, it's after they in some way have acted an ass towards a man. And then they probably talking to one of their girlfriends or whatever, or talking to me and one of the girlfriends or whatever. I don't know how it goes. But when I hear it, I go off. And whenever they say some shit like, he's a strong black man, that's after she shitted on that motherfucker and he didn't do nothing about it. See, I wish them knucklehead motherfuckers would speak English and say what the fuck they really mean. Because, see, I didn't blaze the trail that I could only travel so far. Then the shit is looking so clear that I'm tempted to settle. Listen, this is something else you got to think. You got to hear what you be saying. You can't just be talking. You know, sometimes there are times when I'm crazy. And that was one of them just now. I will never settle. And that's exactly why I want to continue on the same motherfucking path. Settling is not an option. I don't know what made me say that. Look, other than the fact that sometimes I'm a fucking nut. I'm all in. And I ain't quitting until the last shovel of dirt is thrown on my motherfucking black ass. I'm getting so much better at teaching my students. It amazes me. I'm halfway to the point of being an excellent professor. I'm like at the end of this semester, and it's only fitting because classes will see it will only improve. This is a monumentous occasion for my dreams, my goals, my fucking aspirations. Fellas, believe me, I don't give a fuck what your goddamn dreams and goals is. I just hope you have some. You know, a nigga like me be bombarding you with quips, philosophical crap? No, I don't do that. I bombard you with shit that you can use, like that brother called this, and then you can send some deep shit. Yeah, I try to be deep, because we need to all think critically, past the first bullshit thought. You gotta hear this shit, and you gotta pay attention, because things are not always gonna be as clear that they should or could be. Do you know how important it is to be able to be yourself? I didn't have to, you know, make some like really big adjustments from being a square to a pimp. I mean, it wasn't me at the time I turned out, but it was truly in me to be one. And I remember when I got out the game and started my square life, I began to have an identity crisis. And I'm talking about, it's very important to be able and comfortable with being yourself. So after I started tripping with this identity crisis, the first thing I realized was it's much harder to be a square than it was to turn out. You know, in the game, being on stage was rewarded with admiration, plenty of compliments, and many other ways to promote your wanting to, you know, always be on stage. Your life promoted you to be on stage, or at least that's the way you took it. I was so used to that. Once I started settling into my square life, that being on stage was not very well received. It wasn't well received because there's no fucking stage for a nigga like me in that motherfucking shit. And when I realized I couldn't be seen as the motherfucker I had become, I couldn't be recognized. You know, in Hollywood, people recognize you because you just look like you're somebody. They don't even have to recognize who you actually are. They just recognize you because you rolling. Rolling, Royce's jewelry. A bunch of motherfucking shit that ain't the average motherfucker in there. But anyway, I was really fucked up when I realized this shit. But there was no way I was going to settle into oblivion and be happy. So I was miserable for the first week or maybe a month, until I realize who I am. I'm Bud. and I made my name. So no one gave me my name. I thought of it and lived to represent it. Always. Including now. So I had to realize I stopped pimping. I did not stop being a motherfucker. And finally I did realize that. So I had to set out to do some things that I hadn't done in quite a while. And in doing it, I found a path to be able to be me. Which is the point of this video. I mean, shit's coming. Fuck you. Shit's coming. 469, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Rose? Look.
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Man, getting ready to get on this road. I got a question. Like, how do you get out of your own way?
Hey, bro, listen. People might hear that question as stupid, but that's a big question. But why do you think you're in your way?
Because, like, it seems like sometimes I know what decision I'm supposed to make, but I'm so...
Wait, bro. Don't go around it. See, that's what y'all do. That's why you in your way. You don't tell yourself the truth. You always gloss over or glaze over to make it so palpable so you can accept it. Fuck that. I think you in your way because you'd be procrastinating. Otherwise, full of shit.
Yeah, that's the raw way to put it, but that's the real way to put it. So, like, how do I stop procrastinating?
Bro, we got to be real. That's the only way people like us understand. All the little bullshit just makes you put the shit to the side and not fuck with it. Only the truth is going to make you either shit or get up off the goddamn pot. Why are you quiet?
No, it's just really resonating with me.
Well, I want to resonate with everybody to call in. That's why I encourage all you motherfuckers to call in, because I'm going to tell you the truth. And what I'm saying is, if you want to get out your way, you know, besides getting my course and going to Sidewalk University, the first thing you got to do is quit bullshitting yourself. But that's the process. And if you don't know the process, you ain't going to do nothing but bullshit yourself about not bullshitting yourself.
Yeah. So the first step is going to be to get Sidewalk University.
That's the first step. And the second step is to really participate in the environment that you're going to get in. And the third step is, once you graduate, do this shit ritually all the rest of your life. I got people that, you know, fuck with my course before Sidewalk University. But they still doing the shit the way they learned it, kicking it with me. And they still telling me about progressive thoughts that they have. Why? Because the key to Sidewalk University is letting you know you never stop learning. The top plateau that you know, let's say it's 10, and you done made it up to 9, and you're struggling up to 10. As soon as you get right at 10, you got your hand at the top of it, and you're going to pull up and get the seat. When you get the seat, you're going to see 100 yards down the goddamn road, there's a whole nother group of other steps you got to climb. You couldn't see them until you got to the 10th step. That's life. You ain't going to see shit till you get to the top of where you at. And when you get there, you better look for some more shit to go to, or else that's where you're going to be. I don't want to be here the rest of my life. But go ahead.
So basically you're saying it's about progression. Always be progressing. Always be moving forward.
Hey, that's what a confident person does. A confident person does not like stagnation. That's like a death penalty to a confident person. You have to always be going after something you think and you want. And you got to always really want it. Do that make sense to you?
Okay. Yes, sir, it does. It does.
Well, then that's it all really I does. Care about. All right, that's all I all care right, about, well, brother. Go ahead, what?
Okay, well, I was gonna say I'm gonna go ahead and sign up for the Sidewalk University. I drive trucks, so I don't know if I'll be able to do the one.
Hold up. Listen, bro. You just came on the show.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to you for probably like maybe like a month and a half. But I don't care.
What I'm saying is, is you a trucker?
Yes, sir.
Man, I got the trucker's version, and I updated it recently. And the trucker's version is I got a lot of truckers that like my motherfucking ass for making this version. It's very similar to being in Sidewalk University, especially now that I redid it. Initially, it didn't have a lot of stuff that's in it now. But it's for truckers, man, and everything is in your cab. You do it all in your cab except for when you, let's say, get out to get some gas or whatever. Then you do the exercises. But I'm telling you, bro, that's for you. Get at me, man, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. I appreciate it, Rosebud.
All right, man, for sure. All right, guys. We got to keep going. So, my point is that once I discovered this shit, which was completely based around being selfish and conceited, I wasn't quite like I am now back then, I had to do me. And I had to do me in this square-ass motherfucking world just as I had done me in that fly-ass world I was in. And I'm proud that I've been doing me as a motherfucking square, getting square money, living a square-ass motherfucking life, and I accepted that this is me. Can you accept who you really are? Not who you pretend to be, but who your inner self is. I also know there are many of you motherfuckers who wouldn't want to be me because you're glad you're you. If you accept who you are, then you'll appreciate this video. If you aren't able to accept who you are, then you needed this video. Either way, you've been blessed with one of my powerful thoughts. Now, after a few more of these life-altering videos, you're going to see the first of my videos where I'm completely Sidewalk University. Ain't going to be saying nothing slick. Ain't going to be saying nothing about the streets. And I don't care if you stop following me, because I'm going to get new motherfuckers following me, because they're going to be interested in what Sidewalk University is doing. And the reason you motherfuckers like that drop of the damn shit that I put out the video, those two videos, it's because it's like a reality show. You know, a seasoned actor couldn't act the part of Fabulous Delano. Denzel Washington could put his spin on it, but it just wouldn't be real. The reason he couldn't do it, now Fabulous Delano is who I'm playing, the reason he couldn't do it, it's because I ain't acting. I am not acting. There's too many innuendos for some actor to play the part of a real tent. That's why that DOAD is so dope. We film in with method actors. For pimps, we need real pimps to play themselves, but, you know, I kind of was angry about asking niggas to fuck with it, since I did that American Pen. But I was really serious about where I'm coming from on the method acting. And I was going, everything I did was the way I would, since Delano was a nigga from the street. Everything I did was the way I would do it in life. You know, and I was a real motherfucker that blazed the trail, easily falling to the top of the motherfucking mountain of this goddamn game. Now, while I'll readily admit I'm a follower, I also know how much of a goddamn leader I am. This is why I speak as I do and I have my shows. Lead for the followers, and follow to lead. That's me. I try hard to supply the best customer service, you guys, but to help me out, when you make an order, you have to include your fucking email so that I can get the product to you. Or else, how can I get the product to you? It's all electronic. Don't forget your email on every order. Are all you motherfuckers getting these tubes to tell me that I'm a big guy or something? Or is it because you just can't pass up such a good deal? Either way, I had a great week so far. And I'm pretty sure this weekend going to be a blast. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet, but up until now, I couldn't have had a more pleasant few days. What you want, boy? Get out of here. Fucking with me. I have approximately, I don't know, just this weekend. And you know, Tony the Tiger is my fucking nephew. I hope you know that. And he says things will be great. Stay tuned. If you take the time to listen to what confidence does for me, you should also take the time to realize how much you need my course. 1.0, 2.0, 3.0 is ultimate in building confidence. And it's packaged so you can handle it. What most of you don't understand about me is I do not take prisoners. I'm always up for whatever's on the menu. And when I get at a woman, the first thing I do is figure out where she's coming from when it comes to men. And I could tell that by her first sentence. And once I notice where she's coming from, even if she says she's turned off by me, I'm a catcher. So many of you motherfuckers been in the position to see how this shit I call works. Live. And you miss the game is what I do. Emotions are dangerous. Unless you're using hers to win your battles. I provoke emotions in women. And when they get emotional, she's going to tell you exactly how to flip that conversation to catch her. I kid you not. This woman swore that I couldn't catch her because we didn't hit it off. And she seen I had a wedding ring on. You know what I told her? I told her, if you talk to me, I'll have your motherfucking ass. And she was such a bad bitch that she laughed at that. It means to say within 5 minutes, you could hear her breathing. You see, her voice was, you know, had thoroughly softened because I had devastating charm. Just listen and learn. But remember, what you learn is fucking dangerous. I do business and I work the old-fashioned way. I'm earning your respect and your trust. I'm in the process of making my course compatible with any media in like business. But unlike the average businessman, I'm not passing a goddamn cost on to you. My price is going to be like they are, because you're going to see a total difference in the packaging and what you can use it on. You know, whenever a businessman or a businesswoman make an improvement on their product, what happens? The price go up. It especially does if they can visibly see that that improvement is good. What the hell do you think they would do if they had to spend money to make it to where all of you are compatible? The same damn thing. I'm just saying. The price will go up. My stupid ass did both of those things. What the hell do I do? Put the shit on sale. And when it... And when it returns to the regular price, or when it did return to the regular price, people was like, not mad, but they took too long. You see, I take money I make and make improvements to my products out of my pocket. I don't expect you to pay for the improvements I make to my products. If I fuck up, I'll pay for the shit out of my pocket. I don't raise the prices to make you pay for my fuck up, like companies do today. See, it's all on me. But this is only because I'm being totally honest with what I'm doing. I try to avoid shit that's going to, you know, cause a problem in my sphere of the enticements to my integrity. And I shun those who lack respect for themselves and others. You know, I hear there's a group that networks in the game. I can't imagine what they do. They're supposed to be national and keep each other up on what's new in different cities. No wonder, how can they do that when they don't even get off the computer? I mean, really, how can they know what's going on to relay any real information? I'm sure you know you're about to be hit. Oh, shit. This computer. Okay. I'm sure you know you're about to be hit with some of my philosophical bullshit. So what I'm saying is, I didn't have to really change, like I told you. I did not change. I'm just so fucking proud that I've been doing me as a square. I'm very happy that things in my life has worked out the way they have. And what I'm planning on doing more than anything is keep going straight ahead. I'm serious. If you accept who you are, then you're going to appreciate everything that I'm talking about. That fucking, as far as my age, I was trying to figure out the best way to say it. But, you know, I don't, you know, do no one-arm push-up. I used to do one-arm push-up, showing off and shit. I used to do all that shit. But, you know, I don't do none of that goddamn shit no more. You know, and what I chose has served me well. What I chose to do with my life has served me well. I hope like hell that it's serving you. Because that's what I'm trying to do, goddammit. Hey, see how my shit be rhyming? I don't be trying to rhyme. That's how people do. They just say shit that rhyme. All right, I'm gone, y'all. Be cool.